Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down, and I'm gonna rock. It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
Beat Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa. Beat Mix.
You're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix, and we murdered it Friday.
I do believe Danny's jumping!
He is!
Weekend!
Friday!
Getting down on Friday!
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend!
Partying, partying, yeah!
Yeah!
Fun, 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 fun!
Looking forward to the weekend!
Happy Friday, everyone! I can see some sky out there.
Yeah!
Is it gonna rain?
It's supposed to be cloudy today.
Oh, okay. Well, at least it won't be rain, maybe, hopefully.
We'll see.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's a great forecast. Thank you. Thank you, Steve Poole.
You're welcome.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Logan on the I-405. Logan, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Logan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Logan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, before we start, I have to come clean. I'm 1,000 times over the Beat Mix threshold for cocaine.
Uh-oh, PEDs over here. Well, I'm going to assume then you're very ready then. Who starred alongside Adam Sandler in the comedy Anger Management?
Jack Nicholson.
Yes. In which South Asian country did yoga originate?
India.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Metallica?
Pass. Can't think of his name.
What beverage is said to give you wings?
Red Bull.
Yes. A phytotoxin is a poison produced from what?
Spiders?
No.
Pass.
What Friends actress was in the 90s film Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Can you repeat that?
Which Friends actress was in the 90s film Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Courtney Cox.
Yes. Dan Marino retired in what early 2000s year?
2001.
No.
2002.
No.
2000.
Yes. What substance added to fog makes smog?
Smoke.
Yes. What was the name of the dog on the TV show The Jetsons?
Astro.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct.
Not too shabby. No, very, very nice.
Pretty good score there, and maybe Steve will have that Friday feeling and lose? No. Win?
He'll have that Friday feeling and lose.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. As I was saying that, I realized it wouldn't really make that much sense if you have
a
Friday feeling and then
lose. You're doing a great job. I think most of us are really just impressed with how far you've come along in all the years in radio.
Thank you for that compliment.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Yeah, I'm going to take it as that.
Yep.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Who starred alongside Adam Sandler in the comedy Anger Management?
Oh, Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
Fun movie.
In which South Asian country did yoga originate?
India?
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Metallica?
Yeah. James Hetfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What beverage is said to give you wings?
Red Bull.
Yes.
That's not it.
Uh-oh. A never phytotoxin mind. Is a poison produced from what?
Dogs.
No.
Oh, nice.
Not Fido.
Plants?
Yes.
Nice.
What Friends actress was in the 90s film Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Courtney Cox.
Yes. Dan Marino retired in what early 2000s year?
2000.
Yes. What substance added to fog makes smog?
Pollution.
No.
Air.
No.
Dirt.
No. What is the name of the dog on the TV show The Jetsons?
Astro.
Yes. Deep trenches such as the Grand Canyon are formed by what process?
Magic.
No.
Yeah.
That's it.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win. 8-7.
Oh, so close, Logan. Sorry about that, buddy.
Drugs are bad.
Yeah, drugs are bad. Okay. Logan was way over the threshold for cocaine, he said, and that's his problem.
Yeah. Came a little short there, unfortunately, but I mean, valiant effort.
Nice effort. Oh, good job, Steve.
It's a good, inspiring song.
He earned it.
You know
what I mean? Steve had that Friday feeling and won.
And won!
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah. Oh. Ruh-roh. Astro.
Logan technically got the answer correct with the substance added to fog to make smog. It's smoke.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I mean, pollution is a cause, but
but I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, pollution should actually be the correct answer. Pollution's the substance added to fog that makes it that way.
Well, I mean, smog. Yeah. Smog, smoke.
Fog, smog.
Smoke. You know.
Okay, fine. You know what, Steve? I tried to get it for you,
buddy. You tried. Nice effort. Does anybody know the deep trenches such as the Grand Canyon are formed by what process? Anyone know that?
Is that erosion?
Yes.
Erosion. I was trying to think of the word.
But I
was
like
going to say eruption, and I'm like, that's not
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And then you just went with magic.
Magic, yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, magic is awesome.
It is.
Thank you. I agree.
Well, congrats, Steve. Your score was magic, and you won. So great.
Good job, Steve.
So great.
Yeah. So proud of you, man.
Thank
I don't
you
know
guys.
What to say, so I won't. Well, we get a study here that looked at the top things that we like to pretend to know more about than we really do.
Ooh.
You know, this happens whenever I meet people. I'm really trying to be better at that. And then, because I'll walk away from a conversation and go, why did I lie about that? Why did I try to make myself look better than I was?
Oh, okay.
I've done that so many times in my life, and it's just like, you know, more and more I feel like an idiot. It's like, just basically say you don't know.
And there's no harm in that. That's the funny part. Like, nobody's going to be like, it's no different than like when someone's like, have you seen this TV show or this movie and film? But I'm like, no, I haven't seen Top Gun.
Yeah.
And then, I get given a hard time, but it's like, what am I going to do? Like, lie and then pretend that I know all those scenes from the movie that I've never seen?
Is there anything you're like that in life about? I mean, you don't seem to care if people, you know,
not anymore.
Know about your TV or movie watching habits. You don't care. You have no shame about that.
There was definitely a time where I was a little bit more concerned about what others thought. It's stupid stuff. You know what I
mean? How about music? Do you feel like you can't look like a musical noob to somebody?
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, because I know you got great musical knowledge, and I think if I were you, I'd be like, the last thing I want to look like is I don't know something about music.
And on the flip side, this probably makes me sound like a guy that thinks I know everything about music, but like there are times where I almost like have to bite my tongue because I feel like I'm in a conversation where everyone's having a good, fun conversation about something, and I'm like, man, you guys do not know what you're talking about. Like, you're talking about a certain artist, and you're so misinformed, and you're just bringing up stuff that's not even right. But I'm like, what's the point? Why do I want to be the Cliff Clavin? That's relate from the television show Cheers, where there's a know-it-all guy.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone else that could be that.
Who's
the new Cliff Clavin?
Yeah, he was the voice. He was one of the voices. What was he in Toy Story? John Ratzenberger. Who was he in Toy Story?
Ham?
Was he the
Yeah, I think so.
I forget but, who he was, but he was one of the voices in Toy
but
Story.
But his character was a know-it-all. Like, yeah. He knew everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Sheldon?
Ted Mosby, almost. Because Ted is always the one that like to correct people. Actually, it's this.
Yeah, Sheldon's a good... Sheldon's good.
I mean, it's a good one. They're close. Both of them are close enough. Like, they're know-it-alls, but for different reasons. Like, he just knew everything about everything. And, like, he would just say it with such confidence.
Yeah,
I'm thinking comic book guy, too.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Literally.
He just hates everything.
Yeah. But they all got a little cliff in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Well, here's what we like to pretend more about than we really do. And the number one is music, Steve. So you're hearing a lot of people saying a lot of stuff about music that they really don't know what they're talking about.
Well, so they just got their facts a little bit wrong. And you're like, whatever. It's not like... At no point is anyone going to have their life is going to be at harm. You know, it's not like their life is on the line because they don't know the proper history of like Led Zeppelin.
You're a better man than me. I've been given such bad advice over the years and then people not taking accountability for it because coming from where I come from, it's not just, hey, here's some information. You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this. Then you go and do what they say and it doesn't work out any way the way they said it was. Like they were completely wrong. And they go, what do you want from me? And it's like, what do I want from you? You just browbeat me into saying that this should be done, and then it turns out that's not even true.
My favorite are the people that do that, but they feel like they're an expert in what you do. So I had somebody once, she's just like, well, I know this person who works in radio, so now I know everything about radio. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And she was trying to spit off facts about our station, our sister stations. I'm like, that's actually not true. She's like, yes, it is. I'm like, but... You're saying the station is no longer around, but I walk by it every day. I don't know how you're...
Yeah.
And so she immediately had to text somebody. She's like, oh, I guess you're right.
Oh, gosh.
Reluctant.
And yeah. I'm just like, but she was such a bitch about it. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Jerk. Tatum's listening. Come on.
Excuse me. Yeah. Such a meanie about it. Yeah.
You know, at some point, the parents have to be responsible for what their children hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now the shoe's on the other foot, isn't it?
It's your fault.
Yeah. How many years are we going? What are you doing with your kids? Shut it off.
Great. Now it's back to spirit, BJ. That's your fault.
All right. Well, listen, someone's got to listen. Why not? Why, you know, give them something. Movies is the number. Yes, Danny.
I was going to say, for me, it used to be sports before I worked for
this
station.
That's number four.
Yeah.
Sports. Yeah.
But like, especially like back in radio and in New Mexico, I was doing it and they would like want me to do the sports report. I just didn't know anything about it. Oh, I didn't care.
I think that's awesome.
But I had to do it and I was just like, oh, so the Lobos did this. And they're like, what does that mean? I don't know. But I started caring about it when I moved here. So for the Seahawks and the Sounders and stuff. And so now I actually kind of know, but I don't pretend to know things I don't know also. So
yeah, there are times like I'm a big fan of watching the Seahawks, but I'm never going to be the guy that's going to be able to like help somebody like be a coach in football or like, you know, or knows all the ins and outs of the X's and O's. So sometimes my wife's like, why'd that happen? I look at her, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah.
And like, she's like, but you watch this team all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seemed like that with some stuff with hockey. Like I've been watching him playing hockey my entire life practically. And there are times where something happens. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to chalk that up to I could Google it or I could just sit here and just ignorance is bliss.
See, yeah. I was hoping that you would know all of this stuff so I could just ask you questions after we watch the Kraken play.
Oh, no. I mean, I could definitely help you way more with hockey rules and things along those lines and just the basic nuances of the sport as opposed to, you know, football. Or, I mean, football is like probably a distant second as far as my knowledge. But then, like, basketball, I don't know. There's five guys on the court. That's what I know on each team. That's about as good as it goes.
Yeah, I'm clueless to all that. And it's so funny when, you know, every once in a while I get it right. When Mitch, when we have Mitch on Mondays, and Mitch Levy, of course, knows a ton about sports, and he'll be like, hey, you actually maybe know what you're talking about over there. I'm like, really? Wow,
that's a
first.
That up.
Yeah, that is a first, because let me tell you, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about when it comes to football.
So since I'm with Vicky, I love it when a guy who asks me, and I have 30 years in dog training, how to train something, and then tells me, no, that's not like that, and then mansplains it at its finest.
Oh, well, the mansplaining is a beating, and I've been guilty of it myself, and boy, oh boy. Just like, you know, I'm channeling my inner Steve and just like, just be quiet. I mean, just be quiet. You don't have to tell anybody anything.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, 9.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, there's delightful people out there, especially this 34-year-old woman by the name of Erica. She's from Alabama, and she's the friendly type, as she recently stole her neighbor's goat. Oh, don't tell Taryn.
Dude, I always chuckle whenever I see Taryn post pictures on her social media pages, and there's goats. I'm like, oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that Taryn has goats.
Yeah, she does. Of course, the great host of our night show here on The Rock lives deep. She lives deep enough where she can have goats. And look, I'm sure, you know, the people that have goats like Taryn, they love them. So when somebody comes over to your house and steals them, that is not a cool thing. And that's exactly what Erica from Alabama did. Not only did she steal the goat, but she also painted the goat. And then, of course, oh, well, yeah, you got to take a bunch of photos, right? Put it on social media.
Gosh.
Well, you know, when you do something like that, then the goat owner would be like, oh, wait, I know. Okay. She started, you know, connecting the dots. So the goat owner called the cops. They found the goat at Erica's house. And now that Erica, the goat stealer, is looking at felony charges for livestock theft, apparently. So there's a law for that. You know, watch out for stealing livestock. Also animal cruelty, because again, taking a goat and painting it is not really cool to do to a goat.
No, in all fairness, I mean, it wasn't like she took like regular house paint or something like that. I guess it's like vegetable dye is what they call it. Apparently it's just something that people do with animals. I wouldn't do it personally. I think it's kind of silly, but like there are some people out there that they'll dye the hair of an animal, and I think that's what she did.
Some people will use Kool-Aid too to do that.
Kool-Aid?
Yeah, you can use like the bright colors.
And it's delicious.
I mean, I wouldn't want to lick a goat, but okay. You can go ahead.
All right. I'm disturbed. Hey, Erica, though, she's, Erica's, she's telling us why this whole thing happened.
It was a simple prank, and it was harmless. I would never hurt an animal at all, ever. And I didn't know that it was the neighbor's goat because it was always at my cousin's house. So the fact that charges got pressed and now I'm facing felony charges is a little ridiculous, I think.
City folks just don't get it.
Yeah, it's a prank I just don't understand. Though I will say this. I mean, just because you live deep doesn't mean you want goats visiting you. You know what I mean? Some people just like a lot of wide open spaces, don't want to see their neighbors or their neighbor's goats. I feel a little better for Erica if, in fact, the goat just kept coming over and she's like, I don't understand what's going on over here. Goat keeps coming over to my cousin's house.
Yeah, so I love that there's two completely different sides of the story. There's the person that's like, no, she took my damn goat and painted it. And then you got her. She's like, I just came across a goat and decided to put some dye in its hair.
I saw the picture, she's the, you know, the police shot that they got of her. And, you know, Erica looks like she could be a little bit of fun. I think I'm
Oh, Erica, I thought you were talking about the goat. I was like, oh.
Oh, the goat. Well, I mean, the goat's just like, dude, why is this happening? Why am I blue? I mean, really.
With pink nails.
Yeah, I don't think I need this in my life. But yeah, Erica's got a really good mugshot, actually, and I think maybe I might be on Team Erica.
Oh, just because she's attractive, you're on her side.
Well,
that's the problem with society, man. We side with people because of their looks.
It's not just like what she looks like. It's the expression on her face. She's just like, hey, man, you know what? What am I going to do? She's just got that look on her face.
I painted a goat. What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
All right. Either you're on Team Erica or Team Goat. Not sure which one, but... Steve's on Team Goat.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, our girl Erica facing felony charges for stealing and painting a neighbor's goat for social media photos. So based on this, we want to know, what did your neighbor do that makes them the worst neighbor in the history of all neighbors? 206-421-ROCK. Don't be laughing like it might be me. No one's going to call about me. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Amy in Olympia. Amy, you are on the Rock.
Yeah, so... we're a military family. When we lived in Tennessee, our neighbors, our boys were friends, and then they got in a fight, and our neighbors burned down their treehouse, so we would not use it after they moved. Lit it on fire.
Okay, so it was their treehouse, and they were like, we'll show you when we're gone?
Yeah, it was their treehouse. It was the coolest treehouse, and our kids were friends, and then they got into a fight, and right before they moved, they just... threw gasoline on it and lit it on fire so the kids couldn't play on it after they moved.
Wow,
that's an epic way to leave.
Especially if could have been a selling point. What you know, like whoever was buying the house after, man, it's like if I thought I was getting that treehouse and I come over there and it's like, wait a minute,
where'd the treehouse go?
What the heck?
Oh, yeah, damn. They were pretty spiteful.
Yeah, those are the special people of the world. Oh man, that's pretty epic. I've never been so upset at somebody that I wanted to burn down their house or a tree house or burn down anything of mine for that matter.
And you're right, dude. If I was like looking at houses and I was like torn between two homes and it was like almost like I was like, I can't figure out which one I want and one had a tree house, I'm going with the one that has a tree house.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So it says, my neighbors have these backyard parties during the summer where everyone gets completely yes-faced. Routinely, they will stumble out to the front yard and then get confused on which house they're trying to get back into. Many times, they're trying to our front door and they're shaking and pounding the door since our door is locked. We live in a nice neighborhood in Puyallup in South Hill.
Yeah, that's frustrating. I don't know how many
times.
Let him
in. Let him get drunk at your house. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man. Dude, I don't know how. I think one time would be enough for me. I mean, that's because, I mean, especially nowadays where you're just chilling and all of a sudden someone's trying to get into your house. I mean, Steve, you and your comfies, I'm not sure you would go for that.
Well, I wouldn't even answer the door. And with my Ring cam, now I could definitely not answer. And I could even just go on my cam and just be like, yo, wrong house, drunk dummy.
Nice.
I could even, why not just make a sign? Whenever you know they're having a party, just put a sign in the front door and just says wrong house, drunk dummy. What do you want? And then you have video recorded of the drunk idiot trying to explain why they want to come into your house.
Yeah, plus we get a lot of solicitors on Mercer Island, so it would be great just to like Ring cam conversation. What do you want to do? And it's just like this disembodied voice talking to somebody trying to push something on me.
And you can do it wherever. You don't even have to be home.
Yeah.
You do it here at work. You just be like, what do you want, you drunk dummy? You're like, I'm your UPS driver. I'm not drunk. I'm just trying to give you something, man.
I've got a nice board game for you, but if you're going to be that way, sir, I'm going to take it back.
How about Jason? He says he's listening to The Rock on the radio.com app from the second largest city in Texas. Do you remember where that is?
San Antonio.
Yes, from yesterday's show.
Nice.
Well, he says the neighborhood across the street from where I grew up, the neighbor, he used to take the trash out in his house shoes and purple underwear. It was very terrifying for a little kid.
And that's it.
Yep. Just house shoes and purple underwear.
No, no. You shouldn't just go out in your underwear. That's not cool. Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay. That's the worst neighbor. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Victoria, I know you always get along with the neighbors.
I mean, for the most part, I just feel like my parents, when we were growing up, we had a really good neighbor to the left of us. And then after they moved out, it went downhill for a while because we had these teenagers. I was probably elementary or middle school, but they would constantly throw garbage over the side of the fence. They like whether beer cans or whatever. And then one night they decided to break into our backyard and steal this like three-wheeler motorbike my dad got us and just start running down the street with it, trying to steal it. And my dad heard them and ran down and chased after them. So it's like, okay, you guys are idiots. Like, why are you trying to steal from us? Like, we know it's going to be you.
Was alcohol involved at all?
I have no idea. I was a little kid, but I'm like, what? Like, why do people do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. At least you didn't have that, BJ.
Well, no, we've got the, I thought, man, we've got a couple of new neighbors that moved in and definitely upgrades because there's always one house in our cul-de-sac that for some reason the police need to be called on all the time.
Well, it's your house, though, I thought. Because of your daughter.
Besides my house.
Yeah.
A lot of people suspect my house. I have my neighbor to the left of me who, they're not on our street, but basically we're separated by a fence. And they just assumed that a big loud party was Sarah. And I remember the guy texted me and said, hey, man, can you turn the music down? I'm trying to get my kid to sleep. And I'm like, dude, I'm not even home. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, there's some loud music. So then I text Sarah and Sarah's like, Dad, we're not even home. It's not us. And it turns out he just assumed because Sarah's younger, but actually it was the, people 20 years older than Sarah just deciding to have a gigantic outside house party.
Jeez.
And so, we got two new neighbors and I thought we're cool because the troublesome house people moved out and somebody else came and bought the house and it's just a wonderful family with little kids and, you know, everybody's just cool. And now all of a sudden there's new people down the end of the street that now have decided they're going to be the cop house. And they just had, we had three cruisers at our place just the other day.
I thought you were going to say that those little kids, I thought they were cute, but they turned out they're just drug dealers. And now all of a sudden the cops are showing up and they're just 14 years old.
They're very adorable. Some of them, I mean, you know what? You got to find a way to move the product, Steve. And so now they got these cute little toddlers running around.
Those Girl Scout cookies weren't paying the bills.
No, they weren't. But it's just like, it is unbelievable that the luck I have. I don't think our street has been troublesome neighbor-free ever. And we don't have that many houses in the cul-de-sac, but it's like somebody decides to, you know, take up the mantle mm-hmm. and have the cops come by. Oh, all right, we'll be the cop house. We'll be the ones.
It's like that living in a new development now. Like, you know, whenever you see somebody that's checking out the homes, you're kind of like already creating like what you think they might be. Okay, they look like they'll be the troublesome neighbors. You know, like you just kind of create this in your head. Like, you're like, oh, look at that couple. They look young and troublesome. But then like, you just don't know until someone moves in. But it's kind of a weird thing when you realize, okay, we're one of only three homes that are filled in our development. So at some point, there's going to be like 20-something houses. And it's just like, okay, well, this is going to be interesting. I hope the neighbors will be cool. And so far, they've been all great, but you never know.
I love the fact that, you know, because we always think it's not us. You know, it's like, oh, they're going to be troublesome. Not even wondering, like, what do people think about us when we move into the neighborhood?
I wouldn't be surprised, especially me, like, they see me and they're like, oh, this guy. Because, you know, all the tattoos, people make their assumptions.
Black shirt. Yeah,
right.
You know.
I'm bringing in two sets of drums when we move in, not just one set, but two sets that are just stacked in my garage. I would never think of playing them in my house. But when you're moving in, they're probably like, you've got to be kidding me. We got a punk rocker coming in with his drum sets.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what I would think. I mean, you know, I mean, you're like one of the friendliest guys I know. But because you're tall, because you're black sheet, you know, black T-shirt jeans guy with sleeves, I'm just like, okay, this guy is probably going to be the biggest troublemaker in the whole neighborhood.
He's going to have all these crazy parties when they don't realize that I'm just like a hermit that lives in my house and doesn't want anyone to come over.
Your wife is a good equalizer because she just looks like a really sweet, you know, nice person that doesn't bother anybody.
Yeah.
And then, so I think that would at least equalize it. Like, I would be scratching my head. I go, well, that's interesting. She looks like, you know, just the girl next door who probably is just going to, you know, be kind to everybody. I'll be very active in the community doing good things. And then here comes drummer guy. My wife and I would probably go, don't know what to make of this couple. Don't know how it could go either way, honey. It could go either way.
It could go either way.
In my head, I just see a moving company bringing in an entire wrestling rink to Steve's backyard. Oh. And his neighbors being like, this is not going to work out.
I think about my buddy who had, during the nice weather, he had his ring because he didn't have anywhere to store it. So he had it set up in his backyard. And I could only imagine what his neighbors were thinking when this is going on. Like, what is happening? Are you turning into like some kind of backyard wrestling federation? And I was like, we should throw a party and just have matches. He's like, no, my neighbors will kill me if I do that.
Honey, is that some sort of weird trampoline? Because it looks like a wrestling ring, but it can't be a wrestling ring, right?
Right, if you screw around it, you're making all these loud grunts, and all of a sudden, he's like, what is there, like a fight club happening now in our neighborhood?
Well, we're not supposed to talk about it, so I guess just have to keep quiet. But yeah, that if somebody did that, if I looked over him in the guy's backyard, he's got a wrestling ring, I'd be like, okay, honey, we got to go. I don't know what's going to happen here, but you know it can't be good.
We got a text that says, I have a neighbor named BJ. He's just angry all the time. Maybe he just needs to get some.
You know, it's oddly specific, that text. But
what a coincidence.
Not inaccurate. Not inaccurate at all.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!